Storycast number 14.
They thought I was on drugs.
So this story happened around November of 2019, towards the end of the month. So I was going to a restaurant. It was me, my mom, and my stepdad. And we were going to a restaurant in Santa Clarita area, in Newhall. Newhall is a very, very nice place. I really like it. Very, very beautiful, very designing, decorated, has a lot of decorations. So it was during like the winter time. I think it was starting to get winter, starting to become winter already. And we were going to this restaurant, which I forgot the name to, but it was a very nice restaurant. Very, very luxurious. Very, very, very nice. And we sat down, order our food, and we just have a conversation. I had my Game Boy with me, my Nintendo Switch. I played some games on there just to kill some time before our food comes. So I'm playing my Nintendo, I'm playing Super Smash Brothers, and our food comes. And then I eat my food, and then I say to my mom, "Hey mom, can I go outside? I'm bored. Just want to get some fresh air." And then she said, "Sure, son, you can go outside, get some fresh air. I don't mind. Just stay in front of the restaurant. Don't go anywhere else." And I said, "Okay, mom, I will do that." So I go outside, I'm in front of the restaurant, getting some fresh air. And I'm laying against a pole. I lay against a pole and I start singing. I start singing the song that I learned in choir class back in 2018. In my 7th grade year, I was singing this song called "Angels Are Watching Over Me." And this is how I was singing it. "Angels are watching, watching over me. Angels are watching, watching over me." So I was singing that song. And I was also rubbing my back against the pole I was standing next to. And I was also laughing to myself as well. Just funny memories were coming to my brain, were coming into my mind. And I was just laughing about these funny memories as well as singing the song. And I was laughing and looking at the some of the staff that were outside. And I was just singing, laughing. And I can see the faces on their... I can see the faces they were making. And it seemed like they were kind of weirded out in a way. So I was still doing my antics on the pole. Still demonstrating my antics on the pole. And then I see one of the staff go inside the restaurant. And I didn't know what was going on. I thought the staff member was just going to go inside and get some drinks for a party sitting right in front of the tables. And there were actually people outside too. So I believe they were seeing me demonstrating my antics on that pole. So what ended up happening was I saw the manager come toward me from inside of the restaurant. And then the manager said to me, "Oh, it's you. Oh, it's you. Hey, don't worry, it's just that party's kid right there." And then I was like, "Oh yeah, is everything all right?" And the manager said, "Oh, we're just checking in on you. We're just checking in." So we were finished with our meal and we head out of the restaurant. And then my mom said to me, "What were you doing outside? What were you doing outside?" And I said to my mom, "Well, I was just singing and singing and just laying against a pole. That's all I was doing, rubbing my back against the pole." And then my mom tells me, "Well, they thought you were the manager said to me that there's a weird guy acting very strangely out in front of the restaurant. I think he's on drugs or something. That's what the manager said." And then I was all worried about you, that something was going on. And then the manager goes outside and he tells me that it's you acting strange. And I said, "Oh," and I was like, "What? They thought it was a guy on drugs? Are you serious? What? That's so my, oh my gosh. I was just, how can they think I was a guy on drugs? That's so weird." And then my mom said, "Well, you're so tall and what you're wearing, your beanie, the clothes that you're wearing, you look like a grown man. So how can they tell that it was a kid acting strange? If it was a kid, they would understand because kids act all silly and sometimes, but look at you, you're tall as hell, and they don't know that you're a teenager because you're so tall. That's why they thought you were a strange guy on drugs." And then I was like, "Oh my gosh." I kind of laughed it out until we got in the car. So that's the story of how a restaurant thought I was a guy on drugs. It is so, so insane that they thought I was a guy on drugs. Honestly. Oh my gosh. How funny is that?